Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Brock Lesnar destroys John Cena after WWE SummerSlam 2021. Becky Lynch returns and is the new SmackDown Women's Champion. Triple H teases an in-ring return. An ex-WWE star makes a surprise appearance at a pre-SummerSlam signing event. And Nikki Bella was not allowed to attend WWE SummerSlam 2021. Good morning. This is the Sunday Solo News. I'm Andrew Pollard here at What Culture Wrestling. Hope you're having a good day today. I feel extremely sleep deprived because late night pay-per-views, AEW Rampage. But there's minimal AEW talk today because this is the SummerSlam post-SummerSlam news roundup. And there's a lot to unpack, I guess. The one of the biggest stories coming out of SummerSlam was the return of Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar with a little beard, a top knot, looking like just like he wants to rip people apart. And that's what we want to see. It's weird to see Brock Lesnar as a baby face, but that seems to be how it is here. Of course, Brock Lesnar ending SummerSlam by coming out to confront Roman Reigns, who retained the Universal Championship against John Cena, and also confront Paul Heyman. Reigns and Heyman made their way to the back as Brock stood tall as SummerSlam went off the air. But for those in Allegiant Stadium, there was a little bit extra. Brock Lesnar did indeed get physical, and it was poor John Cena, who'd already been put through the mill by Roman Reigns. Cena laid out with a couple of German suplexes and an F5 as Brock Lesnar kind of chuckled on by looking at the video, which just kind of looks at Cena as a chuckle to himself, and then off the beast goes back to the back. Brock Lesnar is back. He's taken out John Cena. He wants Roman Reigns. Where this is going to go, it should be fun to see. As for John Cena, though, I suppose the obvious elephant in the room in that scenario with Cena is that when WWE announced the summit of Cena, as they called it, his return tour, basically, the last date was SummerSlam. Now, maybe he gets an appearance on TV this week to do a kind of a farewell speech of sorts. I don't know. But clearly the program going forward is Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Brock Lesnar as the baby kissing, granny hugging baby face with a top knot. This could be really fun to see against the head of the table, the high chief, with Paul Heyman. This is going to be fun, people. But yeah, John Cena laid out after SummerSlam went off the air. But Allegiant Stadium, that was one of two major surprises. The other major surprise being the return of Becky Lynch, the man. The man has come around, and the man is the new SmackDown Women's Champion. In a match that, where do you even start with this? We were supposed to be getting Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks in a rematch from WrestleMania 37, a match that, myself included, many people were really looking forward to this and thinking, this could be match of the night. And it didn't happen. But not only did it, it's one thing for it not to happen, and there's no news on why Sasha Banks was not at SummerSlam. I know she'd missed SmackDown on Friday and a few other live events due to unforeseen circumstances. Hopefully all is well with the boss and whatever's keeping her out of action. She's back soon, and that's the main things to take away from this. But in terms of the wrestling narrative, we had Bianca Belair was told that, yep, Sasha Banks could not be there, and instead Carmella, who came out to crickets. And I like Carmella. She's a good performer. I really like her music for some reason. But yeah, it's just, man, that Nevada crowd, that Las Vegas crowd was just they were so not prepared to watch Carmella versus Bianca Belair in a match that happened the very night prior on SmackDown. Actually, that was Selena Vega as well. So point being, Carmella is not viewed as a credible opponent for Bianca Belair. But thankfully, from nowhere, just as we were thinking, oh, here we go, we get the man. The music kicks in. It's Becky Lynch. She's back and takes out Carmella, ends up throwing out an impromptu challenge. I guess a little bit like Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 9 almost, brother, where the impromptu challenge, of course, was accepted by Bianca Belair because she's that fighting babyface. And for me, the thing I loved the most about this was how Carmella and Bianca Belair sold the arrival of Becky Lynch. Carmella just being the really snotty, almost disgusted heel was really cool, just with her facials. And Bianca Belair, you could tell she was just genuinely excited to be there, and a little bit emotional, I think. But yeah, we then got the match, which was a handshake into a punch into the manhandle slam, and there we go. I've seen a lot of people on Twitter comparing this to Brock Lesnar decimating Kofi Kingston to become, was it WWE champion, WWE champion, wasn't it? Yeah. And I guess comparisons are there because Bianca Belair, this run she's been on, the champ since WrestleMania 37, has now come to a crashing halt in what? I didn't even time it. I would say, as a guesstimate, like 7 seconds? 7 seconds? So the good news is Becky Lynch is back. Yay. Oh, Bianca Belair got squashed in 7 seconds. Boo. It's, yeah, a mixed bag, shall we say. And just to reiterate, whatever's keeping Sasha Banks out of action, hopefully it's nothing too serious and she'll be back on our screen soon. And whether there's a title involved or not, Banks versus Belair again on a big stage somewhere can be great. But yeah, we'll see how that all develops. But one person who may be returning to the ring as well. We've had Becky back. We've had Brock back. Could we have the game back? It's all about the game and how you play it, apparently. That's what we've heard over the years. But Triple H has teased, maybe, just maybe, he might lace up his boots again. And now I can feel the internet groaning already. I can feel you. I feel you, YouTube. This is like my CM Punk. I feel you, Chicago. See what I'm doing there? Yeah, Triple H in an interview with On The Herd, he's saying, if people want it, if it's the right thing to do, and it's intriguing, he will be back in action. Also, he's dropped in about how it basically sounded like a retirement tour of sorts. He said that if the time is to come when he was going to officially hang up his boots, he'd like to go around the world. He name-dropped Madison Square Garden. Of course, Madison Square Garden. He name-dropped Japan just as a country. And also said there's some other cities where he'd like to just go around the globe, really, and wrestle in just one match here and there, one last time in those towns, I guess. He also talked about how if it was for a big match, I need like 3 months of training. And then he just casually dropped in the word WrestleMania. So maybe Hunter has got one more in Infomania. We have, of course, seen previously mentions, I think it was AJ Styles himself who said that he would like to face Triple H at WrestleMania. I mean, if you were going to have a WrestleMania match, AJ Styles is a pretty damn good opponent to be against in terms of helping the match be as great as possible. I mean, Triple H is, love him or hate him, for a spell, he was one of the best workers on the planet. So you can't dispute what he was. Clearly, he's not that now. But if you're looking to get the best out of somebody, AJ Styles is a go-to guy to go to. Of course, he will be a go-to guy to go to because that'd be the go-to part. It's Sunday. I need more caffeine. But yeah, Triple H last wrestled 2019. And his last match actually was in Japan and a live event where he teamed with Shinsuke Nakamura because he's going to get that hometown hero rub, brother, against Samoa Joe and Robert Roode. So maybe we get more game at some point. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see on that one. But there was before SummerSlam, there was a surprise appearance at a WWE signing event from a former WWE star in the shape of JTG, one half of Grind Time, of course, during this WWE run. And just a dude who is, if you've not seen JTG in the last couple of years, the dude is in such great shape. He's absolutely jacked. And you think if Vince McMahon sees him, it's like, that's somebody who's going to go straight on TV. Now, JTG is only 36 and is in the best shape of his life and is still wrestles regularly on the independent scene. And for those of you like me who watch the NWA, let's go NWA, then you will have seen JTG in action there. Looking good, looking great in the NWA. So nearly became the national champion. But instead, that belt's gone back to Chris Adonis in recent weeks. But yeah, JTG surprised Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose at WWE signing event before SummerSlam and turned up with donuts because those girls, if you keep up to date with their social media activity, they absolutely love donuts. Whether this is anything more to come from this, I don't know. Maybe JTG has some big return. This seems like it's all about returns. But yeah, it was a cool visual to see. If you check out JTG's Twitter page, then you'll be able to see nice picture of him there, looking jacked, brother, with a box of donuts, with Mandy Rose, with Sonya Deville. Yeah, so we'll see where that goes. But one person who took to social media as well to say that they were not allowed at SummerSlam was Nikki Bella, Hall of Famer Nikki Bella. Let's put some respect on that name, shall we? Yeah, Nikki Bella, who previously, about a week ago, I think I might even have talked about this on last Sunday's Solo News, possibly. Anyway, the point being, Nikki Bella had gone on Twitter previously and said that, yeah, basically, I'm going to SummerSlam. I'm not sure I need to choose what outfit to wear. I'd always recommend go with a Bret Hart t-shirt. Simple, effective, does the job. Anyway, Nikki Bella had teased an appearance at SummerSlam. Some had speculated that maybe she'll get involved in the main event between Roman Reigns and John Cena, because obviously she was name dropped when Reigns was mocking the whole missionary position stuff of John Cena. Anyway, let's move on. Nikki Bella was going to be at SummerSlam. She wasn't. She just took to Twitter, Instagram actually, to say, "Well, you're not allowed to go to SummerSlam in Vegas." Lol. All about the lols. And then there's a few boozy emojis of wine glasses and stuff. And I believe that she was in the bar, one of the bars at Vegas's Park MGM Resort. So Nikki Bella was in Las Vegas. And for whatever reason, she was not allowed, in her words, to be at WWE SummerSlam 2021.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.